Hello, podcast listeners, and welcome back to another edition of The Elephant in the Room with D. Lenar. It's hard to believe that on this day in 2018, I launched my website, thehoneymoon.com, which was in honor of my maternal grandmother's 95th birthday. And today, on her 96th, I'm recording this week's Elephant in the Room to close out Black History Month. I think she would most definitely be proud because she too spoke her mind, and discussing elephant-type topics would have been right up her alley. But let's jump into 2019 Black History Month wrap-up. For the most part, Black History Month 2019 has been one to make the ancestors shake their heads in disbelief, with a few bright spots mixed in. So without further ado, let's discuss February's elephant in the room. Have you ever wanted something so bad, and when you finally get it, you immediately want a refund? For many of us, February 19 has been that something, and the refund line at the customer service counter has been long. It seems like it took January forever to end, and now February, we can't wait to put this month behind us. Before I get to the bad and the ugly, let's discuss the good and those who made history in February 2019. I'm sure I'm going to miss a few, but I did make a Facebook post asking for input, and I only had one person to respond to me. So shout out to David. You made the podcast. So here goes the good for 2019 Black History Month. First up, Taraji P. Henson in What Men Want. It was a good and funny way to start off the month. Second, free admission to civil rights museums all month. I must admit, I had to go 2 weekends in a row because the line on my first attempt was all the way back to March 1st, and a sister just refused to stand in that line. But when I went back on my second attempt, some good people were there, got tickets, and was able to visit the Civil Rights Museum downtown. Then you have the Oscars. Regina King, Mahershala Ali, Black Panther, Spike Lee, all of these won big, and was a great moment in February's Black History Month. Colin Kaepernick's NFL settlement. P. Diddy issued a dance in the club challenge. I can't wait to see how that turns out. And last, but most definitely not least, the Aints not being in the Super Bowl here in Atlanta. Oh, my bad. That only mattered to me. But I digress. Now for the bad and ugly. 2019 marks 400 years since the first slaves arrived in the United States. And just as wrong and hateful as the kidnapping and enslaving of my people, February 2019 was most definitely filled with all types of wrong. First up, the Lieutenant Governor of Virginia. After it was found that the governor participated in blackface and there was a possibility the governor's position could move down to an African American, the Lieutenant Governor Fairfax, sexual assault allegations came out. And instead of him being cool, he was recorded as saying, "F that B. I can't even help you, dog." Then you had the Jesse Smollett situation. Was he attacked? Was he not attacked? Did he pay them? He was arrested. Just not looking good. Then you have the blatant disrespect by Gucci, Prada, and other brands with blackface merchandise. A real ugly Trump raising a fist at a Black History program. First of all, who invited him? But I digress. Some more ugly, a new sex tape with R. Kelly and an underage girl, which led to his most recent arrest. Lynn Patton. If you don't know who Lynn Patton was, then you obviously did not watch the Cohen hearing. Lynn Patton was the black lady that willfully was used as a prop to prove that Trump was not a racist employer, which in my opinion had to come from chapter one from the How to Be a Racist 101 handbook entitled, "See, I have black friends, I can't be racist." Then there was the unflattering tennis picture of Serena Williams among pictures of non-African American women who were guests at Princess Meghan Markle's baby shower. Mind you, Serena hosted the baby shower. Why an unflattering picture of her at work was used in the listing of attendees, we'll never know, or we'll wait. There have been memes on IG requesting that the month be canceled and that we just try again in 2020. But February 2019 has been exhausting from a media viewpoint, but it has also been a blessing personally. I'm down 28 pounds since starting my alkaline plant-based vegan journey. I even met some holistic health gurus from IG while becoming more knowledgeable on female reproductive health. Met a legend in hip-hop and radio, recorded more episodes of The Elephant in the Room, and most importantly, stopped second-guessing myself and was grateful for each minute. Each day that we are blessed to wake up, face challenges, conquer fears, meet new people, live out our dreams, start new careers, help someone in need, forgive and love, it's all part of God's plan and our life's divine journey. Embrace the good, the bad, and the ugly. Learn from it and prepare to do better and be better the next day. And on that note, peace.
And that has been today's Elephant in the Room.